Right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 8th, 2021-22. It is 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads with me. Lord, we come to you today thanking you for all your grace and goodness. We thank you for life itself, Lord, and we ask that you watch over each and every citizen and employee of our county. Lord, we pray as we go forward with our meeting today that you lead, guide, and direct us in all the decisions that we make. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join in the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve a contract renewal for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County with the Beaumont Enterprise, the Examiner Corporation, Port Arthur News for a third one-year renewal from February 16, 2022 through February 15, 2023. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive and file amendment number 4 to a contract for term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County, which increases pricing as shown on attachment A due to industry manufacturing changes and supply chain issues due to the COVID pandemic. And item C is consider and approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have three items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for replacement of a truck due to an accident. Item B is consider and approve total electronic disbursement for $1,275,012.53 to the U.S. Department of Treasury for round two excess funds recapture. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 491894 through 492110. Do I have a motion on those two items? Three items.
Second.
Move. Who moved?
Somebody did. I moved.
Okay. Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Patrick?
Yes, sir?
You know I didn't say it on that.
Yes, sir.
My vote is no. What can they do?
If such funds are not properly paid within 10 days, they will charge us penalty, interest, and administrative charges. So they do have a little bit of a hammer on that.
Okay.
And that delinquent debt will be logged against the county. So it would hurt us in other federal funds projects. So
it would hurt us in our second round of this funding, in other words, huh?
We've received some of that funding on the ERA, but even with other federal funds that we receive, because this isn't just the only funds we receive from the federal government. So it would be considered a delinquent debt if we don't pay this back.
We will have a meeting next week, right? Workshop with this group?
Yes. We're going to bring in regional planning. We're planning on that workshop before court. Looking to be around 9:30. I think that should give us plenty of time just to get an update and what's the plan of action for the Rental Assistance 2 program, which is coming up also.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
Okay, one Deal. Opposed. Moving on to County Clerk. We have five items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding reimbursement for audible voting machines grant from the Texas Secretary of State for a maximum reimbursement of $3,235,744.45 if equipment is in place by November 8, 2022. Otherwise, maximum reimbursement is $1,617,872.23. Item B is consider and possibly approve execute receive and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Sabine Pass Independent School District for the election to be held May 7th, 2022. Item C is consider and possibly approve authorizing county judge to docu-sign terms and conditions for the reimbursement of auditable voting machines funding agreement. Item D is consider and possibly approve execute receive and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and the Sabine Neches Navigation District for the election to be held on May 7th, 2022. And item E is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file environmental assessment determination compliance fundings, findings for HUD assisted projects pursuant to 24 CFR Part 58 regarding the State Highway 124 bridge expansion and accompanied by widening of the Taylor's Bow Bridge. A motion on those items under auditing.
So moved.
County clerk, excuse me.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
The only discussion I had, I think last week I received an email. It was in reference to the engineering about at 124 Bridge. Do you recall that? You recall that?
That probably came from me, okay. Just to give you all the information. What I understood from that email was that, you know, there was a discussion about doing the partial close,
right?
But I think what they made the final decision on was to close it,
okay,
engineer it to be a permanent closure while they tear down the bridge and rebuild the new one, which would cause detours along 365 and Highway 73.
Yeah, I'd like
during
to,
the construction,
I'd like to get a confirmation on that, because when I last met with TxDOT, they were planning on doing a partial closure, which would have meant the project would have taken twice as long, but they felt they needed to do it because of the construction along I-10 that they needed to keep.
Yeah, and we can get a clarification, but I think that's what I saw in that email.
It's the same thing, because they were stating if they changed it, it was going to be a considerable increase in cost. That was the last thing I read on that.
Yeah, and the time frame was from 9 months to 18 months. So,
yeah.
We'll right. get a final on that.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we have two items to consider and possibly approve and authorize payment for annual membership dues for fiscal year 2022 to Text 21 pursuant to the Text 21 bylaws. Item B is consider and possibly approve a county policy for the release and or abandonment of easements and rights of way. A motion on those two items.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county treasurer, item A is receive and file an investment schedule for December 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under engineering, item A is considering possibly approve the final plat of Dogay's Diamond D Ranch Subdivision Phase 7, Block 6, Lot 6 through 23, Block 7, Lots 11 through 28, being a 31.24-acre subdivision of the James Garrish Senior League, Abstract 24, located off Diamond D Drive in Precinct Number 1. It's in the city of Beaumont, ETJ. The plat's been reviewed by Jefferson County Engineering Department and the City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission, and there's been a PDF attached for comment. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We had an item under human resources. However, that individual was able to come back to work, so that item will be tabled. And that completes our regular agenda. We'll now have a time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, you may come up to the lectern and introduce yourself. If you are online, you will want to press star 6 to unmute your line.
Oh,
Good morning. My name is Beverly Hatcher. I'm a citizen, taxpayer, homeowner in Jefferson County, Texas. I'm here this morning because we were made aware back on January the 19th with the Houston Chronicle that you, our Jefferson County Commissioners Court, who have the authority over the U.S. Treasury CARES Act money for the renter's assistance, this article indicated that Jefferson County and other counties had already lost funds but were in line to lose additional funds. Right here in this particular article. I am a volunteer with the Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders and work on the volunteer committee where we have kept close look at the Jefferson County Renters Assistance Program. Why? Because the CARES Act money came here for the people. It didn't come here for an entity, for a corporation. The CARES Act money came to help citizens who need help with rent as it relates to the ongoing pandemic, so on and so forth. And so we, the Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders, because we care so much about the citizens, we've been in close contact and communication and keeping up with that. And so now, of the amount that was allocated, almost now $2 million has been gone back, especially after the vote that was taken just a few minutes ago. Because the letter does indicate it has to be paid within 10 days, and no one wants to mess with the government. I understand. But then when I also look at the contract or the agreement, there are several intriguing things in the contract or the agreement that I like. It says, we'll provide a service to the citizens. We desire to foster goodwill and cooperation. Those are pretty words. Those are absolutely pretty words. But if you don't administer a program the way it's been set out to, you lose funds. And that means the citizens, the underserved, will not have those fundings. I don't know if it's appropriate, but I'd sure like to suggest that you, each one of you, I don't think a one of you that I'm looking at would ever intentionally do anything of harm to we the citizens. But when you have allowed an entity to be paid to administer funds and they have failed, something needs to be done. You don't keep going back when you're burned. And I know that word that I don't like, well, we trust them. We trust them. Well, you've trusted them, but they failed. And in a workshop or whatever you are preparing to do, I'd like to strongly suggest that your trust expand and look at other entities, because there's more than just one entity that can quickly get the money out. Last but not least, before I sit down, and pardon me, I don't mind telling you, I don't know what I'm getting ready to ask, but I'm going to say it. And your minds and your professional expertise will help me. You know, when money comes in and then money is taken back, will this money come back to Jefferson County in another form to go to somebody's pet project? If that happens, I'm upset again as a taxpayer and as a citizen because the CARES Act money that I'm talking about came for renter's assistance. So if you can go back and grab it and bring it back to pave a road or do a bridge, I'm not saying it doesn't need, because I don't like potholes. But if you bring the money back, use it for what it was intended to. I can't thank you enough for your kindness and allowing me to speak. God bless.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Frederick Fuselier, and I too am a member of the Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders. Okay, my name is Frederick Fuselier, and I too am a member of the Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders. And I'm here to address the issue of the funds recapture. And I'm going to go at it from a different angle. I'm going to start from the beginning of this process to show the failures of this court and the court's administration. Back in January of 2020, this country faced a pandemic that we have never seen before. It's been over 100 years. The country almost shut down. Congress saw the need to help people that couldn't go back to work or couldn't afford to pay their bills. And they immediately tried to pass legislation to help keep this economy funded until people could get back on their feet. So by July of 2020, Beaumont realized the conditions that the country was in and what Beaumont was in. They took advantage of the advances that Congress passed to let them have leeways with some of the funds they already had. In July of 2020, Beaumont passed a resolution to move some of their community development block grant funds to help people that couldn't work anymore, that had their jobs were shut down. At that time, instead of Jefferson County, this court and this administration looking at what Beaumont did and see what might be down the road that you could do when it came time, we just sat. We waited. Didn't do anything. Come October, the word came down from the state that Jefferson County would be getting some money. From October to December, when they finally got an allocation, we still didn't do anything. That's the failure. It ain't just Southeast Texas a Regional Planning Commission. You should have been planning for that when you first heard you were going to get funds, but you didn't. You sat there. Come December, in January, we finally started looking to see who we could get to manage the money. Here we are 3 months down the road after we knew we were going to get funds, and now we're looking. That's a failure of this court. That's not a failure of Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. When you finally did give them the award, that wasn't done until May. So that's still not Southeast Texas' fault. That's still this court's fault. So here finally, in May, 7 months, 8 months after we knew the money was coming, we finally got somebody on board to run the program. Now Southeast Texas has to jump up and figure out how to spend $7 million. Not realizing, I don't think they did, what they were biting off, because they couldn't handle it. And they didn't realize it until they got into the weeds of this program that they wasn't qualified, they wasn't ready to handle it. But even at that, if this court and the finance department had kept up with what was going on with Southeast Texas and nourished them a little bit more, they would have had more of an incentive to try to figure out the problem, try to figure out what we could do, try to come to the court, to tell they need some help here. We need some help there. But this court, all of a sudden, they gave a contract to Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, and we washed our hands. We threw with it. They're going to handle it. That ain't the way it works. You're the stewards of our money, not Southeast Texas Planning Commission. This court is the stewards of our money. So now here we are, almost 14 months into this program, and we've lost almost 25% of the funds that was allocated. And as far as I can tell, there's only been two commissioners that really has been stepping up, trying to raise attention to the problems with the program. And I don't know why, or maybe I do know why, but all I can say is that it doesn't seem like enough of these courts is involved with the community to know the problem that this community is suffering. So that my advice is whatever we do from now on, you can't just look at your constituents. You got to look at the community's constituents all across the county. Just because your constituents not hurting, that doesn't mean somebody else in the county is not hurting. This money didn't just come to one precinct or the other. It came to Jefferson County. Thank you.
Judge, Commissioners, on behalf of the Sheriff and the Sheriff's Office, I want to mention that we lost one of our officers February 1st to his battle with COVID. Deputy LaQuentin Wilson was working in corrections and direct contact with COVID-positive inmates and fellow officers. He subsequently was hospitalized and succumbed to the disease. So, we're going to have a full honors funeral for him Thursday in a line of duty death. It's going to be held at Mason Memorial Church on
Maximum.
North Major Drive.
Maximum.
Oh, Maxim? I'm sorry. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the funeral services will start at 11 immediately following. And he's going to be buried at Trinity Valley Community Church and in Coontz. I'd appreciate your prayers and thoughts and support for the family. He's survived by his wife and children, and they're going to need a lot of support. LaQuentin was a good father and an excellent officer for us, and we're going to greatly miss him. Thank you.
Hey, any elected officials
have anything they wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Not? We are adjourned. Thank you for being here.